America, the land of dreams. A myth created by the US based on a hope for a better life for the people and their families. But what's the reality for thousands of Hispanics who have risked their lives in search of a job here?
Me interesa mucho este reportaje que ustedes están haciendo porque ahí se va a ver la verdad de lo que nosotros en realidad vivimos.
Hay muchísima gente que está buscando trabajo. Inclusive hay mucha gente que viene, se los lleva y los hace trabajar todo el día y después no les pagan.
En nuestro país no saben la vida de nosotros aquí. Ellos creen de que uno aquí tiene trabajo, tiene todo a manos llenas y no es así la situación.
Day laborers are immigrants with no IDs. They've helped the US economy flourish over several decades. Their dream is to obtain a work permit. Without it, their only option is to look for a job on the streets and offer their services to whomever demands it. Carpentry, gardening, cleaning, repairing, drudgery. They know all these jobs very well. Yet, they have faced myriad hurdles put up by the US government, preventing them from achieving immigrant status. And that has led to a range of controversial issues.
Well, from all this perspective, the protection of immigrants' rights, regardless of status, has long been a part of our policy agenda. And we view Jornaleros as, in some ways, being the front lines. When folks decide to target undocumented immigrants, but immigrants in general, or Latino immigrants, they first target who they see. And who they see are the jornaleros on street corners. So what we have seen over the last 20, 25 years is a proliferation of laws that restrict the rights of day laborers, targeting specifically Latino immigrant day laborers, at the local or even the state level. So these laws are usually the first effort that you see to restrict the rights of immigrants to target Latinos because of the growth of the population created in part through immigration. So we believe they're critically important laws to challenge where they violate the Constitution, as they generally do.
Over the past years, anti-immigrant laws have become more elaborate across the U.S. The most recent cases have surfaced in the states of Alabama and Arizona. They enforce tough anti-immigrant laws without taking the status of immigrants into account. In other states, such as California, the legislators received complaints against the day laborers in Redondo Beach, Los Angeles. Over decades, the residents of the Redondo Beach have complained about the presence of the day laborers in their area.
The city of Redondo Beach for decades had had issues with people seeking employment from motor vehicles on busy streetways. And there had been complaints for years from neighbors, from visitors, from a number of women in terms of cat calls, in terms of people urinating on neighborhood businesses, graffiti, harassment, those sorts of issues. So this was something that clearly was driven by complaints from residents, not a city-initiated activity. So the city, for a year, tried different efforts to stop it. Sometimes they were enforcing traffic laws, but that didn't work very well. Decades ago, they used to do what were then INS, Immigration and Naturalization Service, sweeps. Those worked, but those were too effective. You know, the idea was to stop the traffic safety hazard and all the problems to the neighborhood, not make an immigration sweep.
MALDEF is an organization formed with the aim of supporting the day laborers of the Redondo Beach. The head of MALDEF, Thomas Saenz, believes the laws are against the U.S. Constitution and basically violate the principle of freedom of speech.
Well, these laws are usually challenged, as we have, on the basis of the First Amendment, which is a protection of free speech. They are challenged on the basis of the First Amendment because usually these ordinances target day laborers who are standing on sidewalks. Sidewalks have been, from the beginning of this country's history, one of the areas where free speech has been most vigorous and therefore most protected. Every person, regardless of their immigration status, has a right to free speech in this country. Once they've entered and reside here, they have the right to express themselves within constitutionally prescribed limitations. So, for example, someone cannot engage in behavior like yelling fire in a crowded theater. That's not protected by the First Amendment. But things like saying, "I'm available for work, please hire me," that's speech. And when you engage in that speech from the sidewalk, every person, regardless of status, has the constitutionally protected right to engage in that kind of expression.
So back in 1986, the Ninth Circuit, United States Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, came up with a decision in a case from Phoenix that said a certain law prohibiting people from soliciting business donations or employment while standing on a street or highway was constitutional. The city attorney back then said this is a great way to do it. It's not too much like INS sweeps. It's not ineffective like enforcing other laws. So let's copy it word for word.
There are real problems about litter or about other conduct that violates laws. Certainly localities have the right and the ability to enforce laws against litter. They have the right and the ability to enforce laws against jaywalking. They have the right and ability to enforce laws against obstructing traffic. But that is the way that they have available to them to prevent those problems, specifically targeting that conduct, not targeting the speech or the specific speakers, as too many of these ordinances do.
Pablo Alvarado, the national coordinator of the National Day Laborer Organizing Network, NDLON, believes that the contentions of the Redondo Beach attorneys are contradictory. The Redondo Beach case has not emerged at once. We campaign against the municipalities that have enforced laws that prohibit the day laborers from standing on the sidewalks and asking for help.
Bueno, el caso de Redondo Beach.
Such legislation came into force in the late 1980s. In 1988 to 1989, the first regulations were introduced against day laborers. The trend toward taking of the day laborers off the sidewalks has continued for years. There is evidently a law for each issue. For instance, a law that bans throwing rubbish on the street or another that prohibits occupying the public benches, and everybody is bound to observe them. But when a law is violated, for instance, when trash is thrown on the street, only the day laborers on the location are arrested. This is not fair.
What does the law have to say when the day laborers want to lodge a complaint for being mistreated? The officials say if the security cameras at the business centers where the day laborers gather were checked, they'd provide enough evidence.
Pero si uno está mirando cómo la policía no se va a dar cuenta que le muestran el video a la Home Depot. ¿Me entiende? Eso es lo más raro. Por eso es que a veces nos guardan odio o coraje a todos pues los que estamos aquí buscando trabajo. Porque aquí si llega alguien a tomar o usar droga, ese se va, lo botamos, porque ese no persona así no se puede, aquí es un área de trabajo. Si quiere ir a servicio, que se vaya a otro lugar.
Es como si alguien te invitara a una casa ajena, tienes que llegar a respetar y saberte comportar, ¿no? Para no darle problemas. Y así ellos te puedan aguantar y dar la oportunidad, ¿no? Y ahora te digo, esperemos que con esto salga adelante todo y podamos, ¿cómo te diré? Tengamos más apoyo de la gente, ¿no? Que no abuse nosotros, que solamente vea que lo hacemos, no lo hacemos por gusto, sino lo hacemos por una necesidad, porque tenemos familia.
Y obviamente hay educación con los trabajadores y les informamos ese tipo de cosas, no podemos hacerlas en la calle.
When a person goes to a party, he needs an opportunity to be accepted by the host. He should show a proper behavior. I hope they can receive more public help and make progress, because they wouldn't stand on the sidewalks if it weren't for their families and their needs. We train the laborers and inform them, especially for situations of social clashes, and they follow it very well. The people are informed of the ramifications of their actions in the lives of other people and the way they are manifested, not only in their interactions with their employers, but also with their clients, neighbors, pedestrians, students, etc. The day laborers are familiar with their behavioral restrictions so that they can avoid future problems. Therefore, when there is a training process for the laborers, they completely understand that they even begin to set rules for themselves.
Over the last nearly 20 years, MALDEF has prosecuted over half a dozen cases in federal court challenging the kind of ordinance that was involved in Redondo Beach. Redondo Beach is simply the case that made it up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the higher level after the federal trial court, and further resulted in an en banc 11-judge decision that held these laws to be unconstitutional. But it is actually only the most recent in over half a dozen lawsuits like this challenging very similar ordinances throughout California.
Thanks to MALDEF, today we can witness the day laborers on the streets or in front of trade centers with proper social manners and without any fear of getting arrested by the police.
It is now legal to be on the sidewalk in Redondo Beach, as it should be throughout the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, all the Western United States, to express your availability for work. That's precisely what the Ninth Circuit en banc panel determined, which is that the First Amendment protects the right to stand on a sidewalk and express your availability for work, for day laborers as for anyone else.
In 2004,
a nationwide study showed that 120,000 day laborers gather on the streets on a daily basis. This was merely an overview of the conditions of the day laborers. The study also found 700 locations across 22 states where the day laborers gathered to find a job. The issue is comprehensive, and we devote our efforts to assert everybody's rights. But persecution and repression of the immigrants have increased because the people tarnish their reputation by calling them tramps and vagrants who have ruined the face of the city. The issue has made the day laborers socially susceptible, and whenever a new anti-immigration legislation is introduced in the state, the first place for the enforcement of the law will be the street corners and the locations where the laborers gather.
In the state of Florida, particularly in Miami, the rights of the community of day laborers are violated on a daily basis, not only by the employers, but also by the police and the municipality, which allow themselves to remove the day laborers. According to data, Florida, among all the other states, pays the least attention to the rights of the laborers, with stealing their wages being the most common form of their rights violation. In order to show the situation of the laborers in the city, we conducted some interviews. Based on the U.S. Constitution, these citizens are entitled to present their work capabilities without being sued. But these citizens live with fear of the police, and they decline to respond to our questions.
Pero me han dicho mucha gente que ustedes, las personas que les llaman los jornaleros, se tienden a parar aquí en la calle, pero tienen muchísimos problemas con la policía.
La policía nos tiene azotado aquí a nosotros. Es muy bueno que la gente lo sepa también, porque están cometiendo muchas atrocidades aquí. La policía es mandada por el alcalde, no sé, pero eso, como vuelvo y repito, están cometiendo, como una persona que está buscando trabajo lo vayan a meter preso por estar buscando trabajo. Eso yo nunca en ningún país lo he visto yo del mundo. Y estando uno aquí en la acera, le ponen traspasing a uno, como si uno hubiera traspasado una casa. Y si uno le dice a la policía, ¿por qué usted me pone traspasing? Si yo estoy aquí en la acera, en la calle, le mandan a callar la boca a uno, siendo que este es un país libre. Y para el colmo de los colmos, a mí me cada rato, yo elijo aquí el alcalde porque yo soy ciudadano americano y mira donde estoy parado porque no hay trabajo aquí. A mí me gusta ganarme mi plata honradamente, decentemente. Entonces viene un policía y le pone a uno un ticket y le pone cita para la corte porque uno está buscando trabajo. El delito aquí es porque está uno buscando trabajo. Ese es el delito, que uno está buscando trabajo. Mientras que tanto ladrón que está en los bancos, yo no entiendo esto. Esto es, sinceramente, yo no lo entiendo. Aquí han venido de la SWAT, policías encubiertos de la SWAT, aquí a molestar a la gente que viene a buscar trabajo. Yo, si me van a llevar preso por buscar trabajo, pues me tendrán que llevar preso todos los días, porque yo todos los días salgo a buscar trabajo a la calle.
Florida, Alabama, Arizona, and many other states are the pioneers of tracking the progress of the laborers' conditions towards a fair employment system, where the laborers are offered contracts that improve their basic living conditions.
We've certainly looked at the potential of challenging this kind of law in states like New York, Virginia, Florida. It is an issue across the country and one that we're interested in working with our day laborer colleagues and allies to challenge these laws wherever they occur.
Bueno, la Florida es otro, es un animal político diferente.
Well, the situation in Florida is different. In Los Angeles, the public accept the immigrants more. Generally, in places with more Latin American population, the day laborers are more welcomed. In places where people hate the immigrants, the day laborers are the scapegoat.
Well, I think much of the laws that we've seen of late in Arizona and other states, and even before Arizona and the local ordinances targeting day laborers, many of those laws are motivated by people's fears, political fears, other fears of the growth of the Latino community, the growth of the Latino community through immigration. Many of those fears are simply unfounded and really have no basis whatsoever. And as a result, they tend to be exploited by political officials, whether at the local or state level, who perceive some sort of fear of the growth of the Latino community, the growth of the immigrant community, and answer that fear not by engaging in education of the community to explain that there is nothing to fear about demographic change. It's a fact of life, particularly in this country.
En el 2000, fue cuando el juez federal dictaminó que...
In 2000, the attorney of the union stated that the legislation disrespects the rights of the male and female laborers. Since then, we have started to go to the places which had these legislations and advise them that the legislation runs counter to the Constitution and that we want you to remove it from the books. Don't we ourselves advocate our rights at courts and on the streets? The arguments were quite compelling. The legal argument was that the First Amendment is violated, and the moral argument was that why a person who tries to work to feed his family should be accused.
Los argumentos éticos es de que por qué criminalizar a una persona que se quiere ganar la vida para darle comer a sus hijos.
We have sent out 24 demand letters to cities demanding that they repeal these ordinances as a violation of the First Amendment. And so far, most of them have responded that they will certainly look at repealing the ordinance, and a number of them have already repealed their laws.
We thank the organizations such as MALDEF and the perseverance of the day laborers such as Pablo Alvarado, that by supervising and leading the National Day Laborer Organizing Network and the day laborers of the Redondo Beach against the scornful officials, learned that by asserting and retaining their rights, they can have their voices heard.
Las demandas no eran nada más para declarar estas leyes anticonstitucionales.
The objective of the complaints was not merely to show that the legislations are against the Constitution. They were also aimed at promoting the power of the laborers and their unions. Usually when we lodge the complaint at the court, the day laborers form an association and become the plaintiff. They take the complaint to the municipality and announce that they want to complain for different reasons. This will embolden the laborers, and the police cannot arrest them in the following days. Although no immediate decision is made, this will somehow empower the laborers and indicate that they are not alone, rather they are the members of an association. When a place encounters problems with the day laborers, they ask the representative of the city to pass legislation for sweeping the laborers. The feedback of the laborers' movement is that, like the cities, They have representatives too, who can table motions against those bills. This will immediately empower the workers. The incident in the Redondo Beach was an organizational maneuver as well as a judicial maneuver.
Inmediatamente eleva el poder de los trabajadores. Entonces Redondo Beach y esa estrategia de litigación.
In the Redondo Beach incident, everything was not easy for the day laborers because the city had filed complaints against them. But the laborers continued their efforts with unity and proved that they were a growing power that does not want to surrender or be defeated. There was a tough battle to gain or lose everything. They endangered themselves until the end, and they succeeded after a decade and proved that the key to victory is unity and being in control of your fate.
Que cambie esta situación.
In the second part of this documentary, we show the dangers that the day laborers face when they are looking for work.
Mi mensaje es para la gente que quiera venir, en serio. Si pueden luchar por los cambios en sus países, luchen. Al final de todo, esos países les pertenecen y tienen que luchar allá.
Pero tú sabes que ya ahorita cuántas personas se han ido a trabajar y que los han golpeado y que les roban lo poquito que traen. Yo digo que eso pues está mal,
We will also show centers formed in some cities that provide facilities for the laborers to save them from their sufferings. We will also show some of the plans that have been implemented in order to boost the morale of the laborers and improve their conditions in the United States.